Unhoused people living in a Wilmington, Delaware park are drying out after a heavy rain soaked through their new city-issued tents. From the Delaware desk, WHYY Sarah Mueller has more.
Michael lives in a homeless encampment at Christina Park on Wilmington's east side. He says he spent a sleepless first night in a city-issued tent as water seeped through the fabric during Wednesday night's storm.
Bottom of the sides came in, my mattress wet, my floor wet right down under my mattress, my coats got wet. I don't have no coat to put on right now.
Michael and some other residents of the east side Christina Park encampment emerged Thursday morning, cold and wet. The wooden platforms under the lightweight shelter soaked up the rainwater, drenching the tent's floor. At least one of the tents appeared to have collapsed from the downpour. The city is allowing people to sleep in Christina Park as part of a long-term plan to address Wilmington's rising rate of homelessness. Some of the Tent Village residents already had their own tents. But Michael says he needed one, so he signed up for one from the city. He says Wilmington officials told him it was waterproof and could handle storms.
They said all year round. But then I'm looking like, this is not waterproof. If it was water wouldn't be coming through, then my clothes stuff wouldn't been wet.
The downpour capped off a chaotic Wednesday as Mayor John Carney's office, along with the nonprofit Friendship House, began moving Christina residents into the city-issued tents on 15-foot by 15-foot plots laid out in a grid. City officials say residents have to abide by their rules or risk being removed from the park or arrested. Some homeless advocates and unhoused people at Christina Park are angry about the new rules. All park residents are required to move into city tents erected on wooden platforms. Activists and University of Delaware students stood in front of a forklift to block it from laying down more platforms. People with their own tents must fold them up and store them inside their city tent or they'll be trashed. All belongings, except for a chair and bike, must fit inside the tent, be stored in a city facility, or be thrown away. Carney's chief of staff, Saran Cade, says having all the same tents makes the encampment look nicer, a concern of nearby neighborhoods.
The component of the community that's out here who is asking for it to be more aesthetically acceptable than what was existing prior. They don't like the random scattering of tents, and so the component of making sure that they all look alike plays a role in that.
An unhoused park resident nicknamed Prince says he'll risk being evicted or arrested if the city tries to remove his things.
Guess what? If they try touching my stuff, somebody's gonna get hurt.
Rain is expected again in the coming days. It's unclear how the city of Wilmington plans to move forward with implementing its new park rules. Mayor Carney's spokesperson says they've ordered tarps for the tents and are considering waterproofing the wooden platforms. But many park residents say they just want to be left alone. From the Delaware desk, I'm Sarah Mueller, WHYY News.